Have you been reading about a dramatic and unexpected proposal that has emerged from the heart of the West Bank? Five senior Hebron sheikhs, led by Sheikh Wadi al-Jabari, have called for Hebron to break away from the Palestinian Authority, join the Abraham Accords, and formally recognize Israel as a Jewish state. Now, their proposal includes a roadmap for deepening economic ties with Israel, including tens of thousands of jobs, while pledging zero tolerance for terror. But the move has triggered intense backlash from parts of Palestinian society, with many saying that these sheikhs don't speak for the people. Well, I'm joined now, and it certainly is a privilege, to have on the line Mazen Jabari, who is a writer and researcher specializing in Jerusalem matters, and he is also part of the same family as Sheikh al-Jabari. Mazen, thank you so much for joining us on the line. Why now? What prompted this initiative at this specific moment?
Thanks for you at the beginning. So let me at the beginning explain what so-called Hebron Emirate proposal is really deeply misleading and politically irresponsible. Why? Because the individual introduced as Sheikh or senior Sheikh in the article do not officially really represent their families, nor they carry legitimate tribal or communal authority. Most notably, Mr. Wadi al-Jabari resides in Jerusalem and not in Hebron. And his position within the Jabari family is not represented. In fact, the actual leadership of the Jabari clan publicly issued a formal press release last Sunday, both written and video, denouncing the initiative and reaffirming their total rejection to it. So why now? I want to say that this initiative, it is an Israeli initiative designed to fragment the Palestinian society by fostering, you know, localized family-based structure that could evolve into militia, similar to what is happening in Gaza, which means that Israel really wants to divide the Palestinian society and not to reach a peace and permanent settlement between the Palestinian and the Israeli. So this plan, some of Israeli, they are backing it, particularly the prime minister, the minister of economic, the Israeli minister of economic, and also an academic person. He is very known. His name is Mordechai Kedar. And Mordechai Kedar, in the last 20 years, he is trying, to promote a solution based, as I said, in the family-based structure on the West Bank. And which means that really the Israeli, they want, to distract from the legitimate demands of the Palestinian for justice and self-determination and the end of occupation. So I think this is not the way to make peace with the Palestinian, okay? Because this plan, as I said, it is just, to do some propaganda and to do, to deep more division among the Palestinian population. I hope that the Israeli will wake up and start negotiating, the leader of the Palestinian people in order, to solve this problem and, really to have a permanent peace among us.
Mazen, so what went wrong? The story first appeared in the Wall Street Journal, which is recognized as a good publication. Did the journalist get the story wrong? Did the journalist misquote the sheikh? And did the sheikh not actually say this? I'm trying to understand where everything went wrong.
This is what I tried to explain, that this misunderstanding, because for the American journalists, those people, they are not representative or sheikh to their family. Otherwise, the families will not, you know, denounce and reject discipline. And they said this: those individuals, they are not representing us. They are, you know, a normal representative. And Wadi al-Jabari resides in Jerusalem and not in Hebron.
So,
okay, this is one thing. I think that the Israeli, they deceive the journalist by explaining to him or giving him that they have, you know, a concrete peace initiative with some Palestinian leader of their families. Okay, and based on that, he make his assessment and, you know, investigation, and he makes some also Zoom interview with them. And, you know, he put this in the Wall Street Journal as a, you know, a peace initiative. But this is not a peace initiative, as I tried to explain to you. But this is a trial from some of the Israeli rally, okay, to promote and to deepen the fragmentation of the Palestinian people, and, you know, distract, you know, the Israeli policy from, you know, facing, you know, the fact and negotiating the leader of the Palestinian people.
So you are part of the same family as Sheikh al-Jabari. Did he say that he supports this, or was he misquoted? And do most Palestinians reject it?
Yes. We are from the same family, al-Jabari family. The Jabari, it is the biggest family in Hebron city in Palestine. It is a known family in Palestine because of that. This story, it takes, you know, this type of size, you know, among, you know, the media outlet and in Palestine. This is one thing. The second thing, Wadi al-Jabari, since they the newspaper, they released the article, he didn't react, and we didn't see him. He disappeared, actually. And he didn't face, and he said, nothing among that. And we didn't, you know, have any comment from him. But, you know, we behave as a responsible family. And as I told you, we denounce that and we reject that. We are part of the family. We are part of the Palestinian people. And we will not be an instrument in the hand of the Israeli occupation, you know, to divide the Palestinian society.
So, Mazen, what is the solution? Such an easy question. But what is the right way forward?
I think the right word for what we started, both of us, in 1990, and we signed an agreement. We recognize Israel, okay, as an Israeli state here. And we asked them that we want, you know, to have our state just in the 23% or less than 20% of our historical territory, and to recognize them, to respect them, and, you know, to have our state there. And this is, I think, the solution which we agreed by our leader and their leader at that time. We don't have other solution. But, you know, keeping building the settlement and the colonization in the West Bank and East Jerusalem, really, it's validated this solution. And I think I am from the person that I was, you know, close to the Palestinian negotiating team in Jerusalem when we started the first time negotiating Israel. I am working at the Orient House. It was led by our leader, Mr. Faisal Husseini. And he led the negotiation with Israel. And of all of us, we were optimistic that, you know, we reached something that we can, you know, make peace for our generation. So I think, just I want to say in briefly that both of us, we don't have other land. So we have to coexist here and to find a solution. The problem all the time with an external vector, which is the United States all the time. They are supporting one side, okay, and we are not reaching anywhere. What we reach until now is violence and more death and more wars. Until when? So I think this is the solution, to accept that we are two people. We don't have other land, both of us, and we have to reach coexistence and settlement by ourselves here on this land.
Mazen Jabri, writer and researcher specializing in Jerusalem matters, thank you so much for chatting with us on Chai FM on the home run. And I'm actually a bit disappointed because I really did think that this was a big story. But there you have it. He's a relative of Sheikh Wadi al-Jabari, saying that he doesn't represent the Palestinian people and that they wouldn't support the idea of Hebron breaking away from the Palestinian Authority and joining the Abraham Accords.